Japan's Prime Minister's thanks for the safe evacuation of 379 people. The collision involved a Coast Guard aircraft due to take off. Only the captain of its six crew survived. Speaking through a translator, Japan's Transport Minister Tetsuo Saito says they're working to find out what happened.
We will be looking to work with Japan Transport Safety Board and the relevant agencies associated with the police department, and we will be making the utmost effort to work out and analyse the root cause of this accident.
A student has been found guilty of murdering her fiancé after losing her temper and running him over with her car. Alice Wood, who's 23, claims she didn't know Ryan Watson was trapped under her vehicle. 2023 was apparently the second hottest year on record in the UK. Both Wales and Northern Ireland had their warmest January to December spells ever. The Home Secretary says the government's processed the largest number of asylum applications since 2002 to meet a target to clear the backlog of cases early. James Cleverly says his department finalised 112,000 last year. The Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Darren Jones, says 17,000 people have simply disappeared.
What does that even mean? Where are they? What happened to those applications? And it's not just an issue of processing the applications, it's also an issue of then returning asylum seekers to their home countries when their applications have been rejected. And we know that there are 56,000 of those people sitting in the UK now waiting to be returned home.
Wayne Rooney says he wasn't given long enough to make an impact as manager of Birmingham. After 83 days, he's been sacked. They've dropped to fifth from bottom in the table. And Rangers lead 2-0 going into the second half of their Scottish Premiership match against Kilmarnock. Ross McCausland got the opener with his first league goal. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thanks, Kevin.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the rain will clear this evening and cloud will break to mixture of clear spells and patchy cloud overnight. Later in the night, scattered showers will develop though and windy to start with, easing later. Now tomorrow morning we'll see skies becoming cloudier with scattered showers lingering there as well, turning drier through the afternoon with more bright spells developing. It will be a breezy one though with winds of up to 14 miles per hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I remember when I lost my so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
That was the biggest selling single of 2006, and it was announced on this day in 2007. You know what I mean. Right, now we're going to an unlikely duo, really, that worked really well. It was actually a cover of a 1983 song by Talking Heads. Now, this was released in 1999. I love it. Burning down the house. I can't get better than that, can you? On a Friday afternoon here on Drive at 4:10. I had to wait just for those seconds to go this morning. Now, This next song always reminds me of one of my favourite shows back in the 90s. I think it was on at about 6 o'clock. I used to rush home from work to go and watch it. It was called TFI Friday. Now, thank for it's Friday. It was Danny Baker wrote it, and it was presented by Chris Evans. And if you're a fan of it, then you know what song I'm going to play now.
We'll be right back.
Ocean Colour sing with a riverboat song. Now, up after the break, we do have an 80s classic, one that I loved. It was very early 80s as well. Well, that's coming up soon. But first, let's listen to the first Guess the Intro of 2024.
Guess the Intro.
Cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Sometimes
Toya. It's a mystery. From 1981, that was. Oh, what a good old days. Right. Now, coming up, we've got the travel soon. There's not much going on, but I will still keep you updated with everything that's happening locally. And before that, we've got Simsonic with Closing Time. And remember, we have our 4 at 4.30 coming up. Now, these is the top of the charts in a certain year. I just want you to guess the year. So that's all coming up at 4.30. But first, Simsonic. Closing Time.
Closing Time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing Time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing Time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing Time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay. Take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move into the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me
Phoenix FM travel news.
All traffic, yes, being temporarily held and severe delays there due to the strong winds on the M25. Now, that's the QE2 bridge clockwise from Junction 31, A1306, to Junction 1A at A206 Dartford. Now, the congestion now is going back to Junction 29, which is at Romford. So, you're looking at the travel time there of around 70 minutes, and it's looking worse as the time goes on. So, obviously, Lakeside as well, very slow traffic around the shopping centre. Centre area, not helped obviously by the problems on the M25. Now locally, thankfully, there's not much going on at all. Chelmsford, there's slow moving traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road, and also slow traffic on Parkway East between the Highbridge and the Army and Navy roundabout. Rail is also looking okay at the moment, but I'm going to head over to the Tube for you in case you're going out like me a little bit later. There's no service on the Bakerloo line between Queen's Park and Harrow and Alderton, and minor delays on the rest of the line, all due to an obstruction on the line at Queen's Park there. Minor delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains. Minor delays on district line, that's between Earls Court and Wimbledon. No service on the Metropolitan line between Wembley Park and Aldgate. Also, underground station closed on Northern line at Kentish Town. The trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line eastbound at South Ealing. Underground station is closed and trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line at Arsenal also. And Elizabeth line's just come in. There's no service there between Heathrow Express between London Paddington and Reading, and between London Paddington and Heathrow terminals 1, 2 and 3. And there's severe delays between London Paddington and Abbey Wood, all due to a power failure. I'll keep you updated on that if I hear anything else. But that's it from the travel from me. What a voice. Dusty Springfield. You don't have to say you love it from 1966. Now, at 4:31. Yes, what year is it though? These are brilliant tracks. Do you know what? I looked at the top 20. I was like, oh, goodness me, I could probably play 18 of them. And I know you wouldn't get bored with them. So first, coming up, we've got Kylie with I Should Be So Lucky. And do you know what the year is?
Yeah.
Never Beyond with The Harder I Try. Before that, we've heard Kylie Minogue with I Should Be So Lucky. Now, this is from the top 40 charts of which year, though? So these are the biggest selling singles of a certain year. Now, we were looking at Kylie Minogue was number one. Number two, actually, I'm going to play that out for the very first track of the next hour coming up soon. Number four was this one.
Say when we're together and watch how you play.
So as I said, I could have played loads more. To be fair of that year, because 15 was Whitney Houston, One Moment in Time. Yeah, Bros played them early. I Owe You Nothing. Orinoco Flow, brilliant song. Number 17 there as well. Kylie had 4 in total of the top. Five. Sorry, because especially for you as well, Kylie and Jason, we had the top 5 there out of the top 40. Wow. Right, it was the year. You ready? It was 1988. Oh, you was a year out, weren't you? Now, coming up, we've got the break, and then I want to go over a brand new poll. Yes, the first poll here on Drive 2024.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR, terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
It's up in my heart when it skips a beat. Can't feel no pavement out under my feet. I feel my
Dreaming of You. Now, there is our first poll of 2024. Yeah, it's already been out. Actually, I'm cheating a little bit because it actually came out just before Christmas. But there is a poll. It's the top 10 unfinished projects. So, I mean, like, how many times have you thought to yourself, right, I'm going to start a new hobby or just do some basic tasks around the house even that you mean to but actually never quite get around to doing them? Now, if you're joining us for the first time, what we normally do, unless you're driving, or actually if you're listening at work and you're not supposed to be listening, being a bit naughty, but we love naughty people here on Drive. We just put our hands up to the ones that we do. Also, a bit of exercise as well helps out with those bingo wins. So, the reasons for giving, or actually, according to the poll, there's like some awfully dirty homes around, to be fair. Now, these are some of the reasons: losing interest in tasks and activities, including being too busy. Now, there's 26% of us say we're too busy. Yep, and my hand's up. Lack of concentration, my hand went straight up there. Having too many jobs, or 4 in 10 of us think that there's not enough hours in the day to achieve everything that you'd like to do. I think that's pretty fair. We're such busy now, to be fair. Right, so the top 10 are coming up now. You ready? 10 is cleaning the fridge. Now hold your hand up in shame if that's that. 9 is cleaning windows. So how can you start cleaning the window and they don't? Do you reckon it's like an individual window or the whole window? I'm not quite sure. Would it be just, I don't know. I'm overthinking this again, and I watching a TV show. No, if I start, I have to finish no matter what. I'd miss a plane to make sure that I watch a TV show. Number 7 is learning an instrument. Oh, I'm pretty good at that, but I've always wanted to learn the piano. Never got around to that. 6 is putting your washing away. Yeah, I don't put it away. I actually move it from sort of upstairs onto the bed, or then I put it onto the, well, what I call the washer dryer now, which is the exercise bike that never gets used or anything like that. And 5 is organising the wardrobe. I'm going to play a song and I'll go back to the other top 5. I know you can't wait, can you? Did you have your hands up, though, throughout the whole of that? I think I did.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
I'm look what you're doing to me. I'm a dilly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
City. It starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show.
It goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
Yeah, well, I'll be passing you over to Ben with the show that goes like this. Well, that'll be on at 6 p.m. tonight. It is Crazy Themes, and there is always brilliant music, something to tow along through, that's for sure. And then, of course, you've just heard as well, Rob Harvey will be in at 8 p.m. Synth City, new wave and electronic music. I always say this, but if you are into new wave and electronic, then you are going to love Rob's show. We've got the playlist then from 10 till midnight, and then, of course, Destination Dawn with all music right the way through the night until we start all over again with our Mikey at the Breakfast Show. Now, I was going through the top 10 unfinished projects, wasn't I? So I was on number 5, which was organising a wardrobe. 4, tidying messy drawers. Hands up, I know you want to. Number 3, reorganising your bedroom. 2 is watching a film. Now, yeah, I can do that sometimes. If it's more than like an hour and 40 minutes, I start losing a little bit of concentration, no matter what it is, and I will sort of like come back to it a little bit later. But yeah, reading a book is number 1 apparently on this poll of the things that you do most unfinished that you'd like to do. Well, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I certainly had my hands up for, I think, 9 of those, to be fair. Right now, coming up in the final hour of Drive, we're going to be kicking off with one of the best dance floor fillers of all time. But taking us up to the top of the hour now, we're going to have another listen to Guess the Intro, and I'll be playing this one out, yeah, you know, right at the end of the show.
Guess the Intro.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.